And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Go to ESPN975.com. Click on Twitch. Or if you're on Twitch, go to ESPN975.com. Put your comments on there. Been a few good ones on there. We've gotten to a couple. And if you missed the first hour, pretty much all Dak Prescott talk.
That was it.
Can I tell you about a rookie mistake, betting mistake I made two times in 3 days?
Sure.
We were on the show Friday, and I knew that the Canadian Football League game was about to start. So I went in to make a bet on Saskatchewan -3, and the game had already started like 10 seconds before.
Okay.
They wound up winning 17-10, so I forget about it. So yesterday, I'm messing around and thinking, you know, the Orioles have to be +400, right?
Yeah.
And the Astros, after the night before, where they set every record in the world, they had to be due for a little bit of a letdown. And I figure, you know, Verlander's pitched so well, I could just, he's due for one of his off outings. I thought, 4-1, all right, I'll put $50 on it. Yeah, it was at 12:03. I had just missed the start of the game again.
And what was the number on it? Plus what?
403.
Oh,
and what's funny?
That's got to be like a historic number.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, it's the highest one. There's a story about it today. It's just going to be $50 just because. And but
$205 just because.
But I'll tell you. The reality is, once the Astros took the lead going to the bottom of the ninth, I would not have bought that ticket.
Yeah,
because 4-1, great. But you're like 5% to win.
Yeah, but I mean, do you, how much do you trust Osuna?
I mean, for the most part, he hasn't pitched that well lately, but he hasn't been in that many high leverage situations. So yeah. I would have
kind of flat to me. Like, he doesn't, his stuff isn't as good as it seemed like his first month or two when he was here, you know, back when I really didn't like him, and I still don't really like him, but he just doesn't seem to have that nasty stuff that he had. And I don't know. Like, I think Presley's a better pitcher than him at this point. But I don't know if Presley's built for the ninth either.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He had a bad outing yesterday. I'm not really.
It's nothing to panic about.
But no, it's just, it's kind of like, are we going to panic over Verlander because he pitched like crap? He still struck out 10. But yeah, I do think his pitches look a little flatter than they did earlier in the season. And, you know, maybe there's a sore arm there. Maybe it's just, you know, lack of use.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had so many games. They've won by so much. He hasn't been in that many tight situations. Maybe he's the kind of guy that just needs more work. I don't know. But I'm not ready to question that one yet. That's an easy knee-jerk, let's do that on Monday after he blew a lead when they'd won 8 games in a row before that kind of reaction.
Well, so they had for a day surpassed the Yankees for best record in the American League.
Well,
now they're back to second best record in the American
League. They got a pretty soft schedule coming home. I think they'll be fine.
I think so, too. Well, so do the Yankees.
Golfer B, my wife came up with a game for the Astros that we are doing. Whatever Jake Mariznick hits for the day, that's what we do that night. Jake has a triple, we go to third base, and so on. I wish we'd have done that for Yordan.
Boy.
Yeah, that would have been a better one.
I mean, Jake Mariznick barely even plays. What are you doing most nights?
Well, that's marriage, dude.
What if Jake gets a walk?
Hand stuff?
What if, here's a good one.
Hey.
What if Jake steals a base?
Ooh.
You get a taco.
Is that how
steal it works? A base, get a taco, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Hey, you see who's back with ESPN?
No.
Your buddy Ed Werder.
Welcome back, Ed. Didn't even know Ed Werder was gone.
Apparently,
where's he been?
He got laid off 2 years ago, but he still had a contract that basically kept him from taking any other jobs.
Oh God!
So he did
That's
a podcast.
The worst.
Yeah, I don't understand why guys sign deals like this. And I mean, the station has all the power in the world, and we've run into this with some of the guys that we've wanted to use from 610.
The guy from 610 got canned. They're like, we don't want you anymore. Okay, he goes on his way. They don't pay him any severance. We're like, okay, let's throw this guy some shifts. One time, Yeah, their lawyers are calling. Yeah, he's not allowed to be on the air. So you fire the dude. You don't give him any money to leave. And then you're telling him he can't work? It's so lame. I don't get that.
iHeart did that to Braddock, too.
Yeah.
We had the same problem there. That's gross. We had him on and they started bitching about it. And it's like, as far as I'm concerned.
Dude, if I don't want you, go make a living somewhere else. Cool. Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, if we let somebody go, no, there's no way we'd call and have cease and desist and things like that. You want to put them on? Put them on. Congratulations. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. So, listener party Thursday. Aaron, are you stoked for this?
I am.
Yeah? You got anything special planned for the people?
A kissing booth.
No, I haven't thought of anything clear quite yet. Still trying to figure out. I don't know. What do you think I should do besides a kissing booth? Because my wife will be there.
What?
Yeah, she shows up to things.
I think you should let people shave things into your back and chest hair.
I don't have that much.
Really? You look like a guy who would be hairy.
I've got more chest hair, but I don't have a whole lot of back hair.
Okay. Well, I'll have to come up with something else.
Well, we'll find something.
Maybe there should be like a secret code word. And everyone who comes up to you with the secret code word gives you the choice of slapping you in the face or you have to take a shot. And you'll always have the choice. All night long, you'll have the choice. That's a good idea, right?
That might be an okay idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I might just make... what I do is I take Whitmire's
the code
Space
word.
City vodka and I sew gummy bears in them and they make really, really good treats.
Okay.
Interesting.
I might just do that for the people.
I've got some other gummies you could have that'll give you a good treat. The code word is papaya. Now people will know. That's it. I'm never saying it again.
I'm probably going to have a little of... I'll have a little whiskey in my office for... I'll have some kind of game that you have to get right if you want a shot of my whiskey.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. 281 says employers using these non-compete agreements with their hires is definitely BS. I see that in my industry as well. I see a few places where, like, if you work at a big law firm and you're about to take a bunch of business out with you, I can understand them wanting to protect that. Same thing with, you know, if you're an ad salesman and you're going to take all your ad people away from a company. But otherwise, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, it's silly to me. And you know, because we've had to deal with it a little bit recently, and I'll say both iHeart and Intercom have been real jerks about it. And to hold these people to that. So just another reason why I have no interest in working at either place. So,
Ashok quote tweeted us something. Can you see it?
Let's see. Am I going to get on Twitter? Yeah.
Okay. I can't, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's from Ben DuBose.
You got blocked by Ben DuBose?
Yeah, hell yeah, for a long time.
Oh, okay. He tweets out, since May 24, Roberto Osuna has a 5.19 ERA in 27 appearances, 28 hits allowed, 6 homers in 26 innings. That's a 2.5-month stretch of below-average production for any reliever, and he's currently still the closer. I think you let him work through it. You've got options, and you know what?
And by the way, Ben DuBose, for those of you wondering why he blocked me, if you ask him, he'll say it got personal. But if you put in the Twitter search my handle and his, you'll see that he was just an idiot, and he got mad that he was an idiot. He thought that he thought that James Harden, Chandler Parsons, and Dwight Howard was good enough to win an NBA title, and I told him it wasn't. And I was right, and he was wrong, so he blocked me because he's an idiot.
Okay.
He's a shill for the team. Proposing as a journalist.
Or posing as a journalist.
That's what I said, right?
I thought you said proposing.
No, just posing.
Okay. Yeah, because if you were proposing.
No, he'd propose to Daryl Morey.
Probably. What do you got?
Or he'd hope that Daryl Morey proposed to him.
From the Chicago White Sox Twitter account, because it's raining in Chicago, they are postponing today's game until tomorrow to make it a doubleheader starting at 3:40 tomorrow.
Let's play two!
See, now you have no excuses. Be
so now there's nothing to listen to on the radio besides us tonight after the show ends.
That's true.
There's nobody listens to it on the radio anyway. Not baseball. Baseball is better to watch on TV. You should always watch the Astros on TV. You should never listen to them on radio. That's just my... Except when they have like a national feed and they're on our station, then you should listen every time because that'll be better. Hey, this we've already gone through this segment. I have a story I want to get to about use of PEDs in a sport. And I want to tell you how on earth, you to tell me how on earth they could make any difference in this sport. So
okay, we'll do that, and then I'll we'll talk about Jadeveon Clowney because he's trending. And there's a bunch of teams that are supposedly pursuing his services. And I mean, listen, for all of you who are expecting anything out of the Texans this year, this team is not better if they trade Jadeveon Clowney this year.
Depends on what they trade him for. You give me a number one lockdown corner, I'm not so sure they're not better. If you trade him straight up, for, and they won't trade Jalen Ramsey to the Texans, but if you got Jalen Ramsey instead of Clowney, yes, you're better.
I don't know if that's true. I think Clowney's better than you do. Well, we'll talk about it on the other side. I got to tell you about my friends over at Allstate Siding and Windows. You know why they're my friends? Because they're a friend of the people, and I'm a people. Guys, it's the end of summer sale going on at Allstate Siding and Windows. Before fall gets here, check that your windows are energy efficient and invest in your home in some beautiful quality windows. And they've now got the StormForce windows designed for impact for all weather. And that's great if you're selling your house. What if you're keeping your house? What's in it for you if you're keeping your house? How about saving up to 40% on your energy bill? What would you do with 40% of your energy bill every month? You could just put that in your pocket. And you could go spend it on anything you wanted in the whole wide world. I'd buy more windows, so I'd even be more efficient. Yeah, it's so simple, guys. No payments for 2 years and 25% off all window packages when you tell them that AJ Hoffman told you about these guys. They've got a senior citizen cash discount, first responders, military discounts available. Guys, when you want to invest, choose the best. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936 or at allstatesidingandwindows.com. Once again, 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
We are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. All right, so let's talk about this Clowney thing for a second because it's not that I'm not high on the guy. But I think his athleticism outweighs his ability as a football player. And I think he's going to get paid way more than he should for what he actually does on the field. I do think he is disruptive in the run game at times. But
he's a good pass rusher.
He's a good pass rusher, but he's not an elite pass rusher. He's been healthy the last 2 years, which is good. So he's played 31 games. And the best he could do is 9.5 sacks. That's nothing to sneeze at. But that's not, you should be paid like Von Miller money.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I think you can find replacements for that production, especially from 2 years ago when JJ was out and they were able to move him all over the field. And I think that's the most you're ever going to see out of him. And that team still wasn't very good. I think if you got a lockdown corner for him, you'd be better off than paying him what you're going to have to pay him.
So the rumors that I've seen the most of, and by the way, who knows what to believe? Because if you believe the rumor or believe the rumors, Bill O'Brien is saying he doesn't want to trade. That management is pursuing a trade for Jadeveon Clowney, but management does or Bill O'Brien doesn't want to trade Clowney. Then, Bill O'Brien is management.
Yeah,
so that's
somebody's lying there.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Either he does want to trade him, or he doesn't, and there's no actual attempt to trade him going on.
So lots of rumors that Clowney is going to be out, but there's really no real sources that are saying what discussions are being had because I don't think anybody knows. The names that have popped up a lot are Trent Williams, obviously.
I'm going to need more than Trent Williams, though. I'm trading you a younger player.
Yeah, but you're also... I mean, with
I'm just telling you, if I'm the Texans, I need more than Trent Williams for you.
Okay. I mean, doesn't Trent Williams make you a better team now?
He does, but I don't think that's a... I think I get a little more value from Clowney than I do from Williams. He's younger. I want more than that.
How much longer is Trent Williams has 2 years of control left, right?
Yeah, but he's, what, 31, and he's been beat up a lot the last couple of years. I like the guy, but I'm not giving him a – I think you can get him a lot cheaper than that. Let's just start with that.
The other guy I've seen a lot, and this one, you talk about having a hard time being healthy, Jimmy Smith Jr. from the Ravens, who – listen, if the Ravens do that, I think they're out of their minds. You and I have talked about on this show, when Jimmy Smith is in the game for the Ravens, their defense is still as good as anybody. When he's out, he's like there. I mean, that defense is just night and day when he's in the game or not in the game. He's a very valuable player to that team. You talk about having a great corner. I mean, Jimmy Smith would do that, but Jimmy Smith also just can never be on the field. So,
right.
Listen, all of these players that we're talking about, there's a downside to all of them. And,
yeah,
you know.
Right, that's the thing. That's why I should have traded him around the draft and got picks.
Probably so.
Did you see Granato's tweet from about an hour ago?
I did not.
Got it from a very reliable source that Clowney met with Texans last week and is now threatening to stay out the entire preseason. He also refused to sign a long-term contract with Miami, so they backed out of a possible deal.
Okay.
I wouldn't sign a long-term contract with Miami.
I wouldn't either. And what's Miami going to give up?
I don't know.
They're not giving up draft picks because they're in full-blown rebuild mode.
Yeah.
And they don't have any players that I would want. So I'd pass on that if I'm the Texans.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, believe me, if you can get a high Dolphins draft pick.
Yeah, but they, like I said, they're not giving them up. Those are gold to them. They're tanking right now.
Yeah, although, let's be honest, it's not like this is the most well-run organization in the NFL. They could easily say, oh, we'll give you our first next year for Clowney.
Boy, that'd be so dumb. I can't even imagine they would do that, though.
But, yeah, I mean, that's going to be part of the problem, though, is that he's going to want to sign someplace long-term. And
that's part of the deal with trading him is under a franchise tag is you're going to have to get someone who you're going to have to trade him to somewhere where he wants to go because nobody wants to give up great assets for a guy who's going to be there for a year. An expensive year at that.
Unless it's somebody who, like if you're the Rams and you can afford it and you say, you know what, we're going for it again, like they did last year, but I don't anticipate that. And what are they going to give you?
I don't know. So. And as far as Clowney missing camp, I don't even care about that.
Yeah.
Clowney doesn't need camp. You know who misses camp all the time? Aaron Donald. And Aaron Donald misses camp and everybody's like, oh, how's he going to look on game day? And then he goes out and wins Defensive Player of the Year because he's a great player. Clowney is going to play. When he plays, he'll be fine. I don't need to see Clowney running around with a bunch of dummies.
Just like I don't need pads. To see JJ out there.
I don't
there.
Need that either. So.
Just have him healthy when the season starts.
Yep.
So they can cover the 7 in game 1. All right.
You taking that?
Yeah, I am. If they're healthy. Oof. Because this might be the only time they're healthy. And it's not like the Saints come flying out of the gate every year. So, all right. So, I have a doping ban for you.
Okay.
And
please tell me it's not Yordan Alvarez.
No. I mean, listen, every one of the Astros are going to get
Roy
busted.
Don, as Todd Callis calls him.
Yeah, Royd Man. they're going to get, at some point, every single Astro is going to get busted for roids because they're cheaters.
Even Verlander?
They're all cheaters. Don't you read Twitter? The Astros are a bunch of cheaters.
Yeah, but spin rate isn't steroids.
I don't know. It might have been in this sport,
man,
where Jean Perez, this is almost Faure, F-A-U-R-E.
Oh. Faure.
Won a doubles gold medal at the 2019 Pan American Games. But he tested positive for a banned drug.
Shameful.
Chlorothalone or something, a diuretic that serves as a masking agent.
Chloroform? It's chlorophyll, more like borophyll. Damn it, I ruined my...
So close.
I ruined my Billy Madison quote.
Shame.
Well, chlorophyll? Oop. More like borophyll? Right?
That was actually pretty close to Sandler there. Yeah. Not bad. Chlorothalidone. Well, guess what sport that he played that he lost his medal in?
I'm guessing it's some stupid sport.
It is that.
Is it miniature golf?
Same ballpark.
Is it cornhole?
There is an underhand motion. You're getting closer.
Oh, is it bowling?
It's bowling. Mm. How on earth would steroids help you in bowling? I mean,
spin rate.
Oh, geez.
That's what you need, that spin rate.
So the Puerto Rican team had its medal stripped thanks to Jean Perez because he got busted for a masking agent. I mean, how much can that help you in bowling? Yeah, maybe you throw the ball harder, but isn't bowling more technique than anything?
I would think so. Yeah, because like the guys who are good bowlers are, you know, skinny dudes who smoke cigarettes. It doesn't take a lot of athleticism.
Or really big fat guys.
Yeah.
There's no in between. So, yeah, he tested positive. Congratulations. That is that's a nice way to lose your medal. All right, guys, you know what? I've had a lot of people ask me lately about the fact that I went to see Dr. Linville. And
it actually looks good. I'm not going to lie.
It's coming around, man.
I expected it to be ridiculous, and you actually look good.
It's coming around. It's not.
And if you look good, anybody can look
good.
And
that's the whole point. Guys, if this can improve the way I look, I mean, you were talking about a solid 2, maybe a 3 on a good day, and it's made a difference. And I'm telling you, it's a terrific procedure. Basically, what they do, it looks natural because it's your hair. It's not a hair plug. They extract individual follicles from the back of your head, and then they transplant them to where you're thinning. You can even redraw your hairline. That's what he did for me. And I got to tell you, it's, you know, the more it grows out and the more people start to notice, it's like, hey, this is going to look pretty good. Yeah, it's going to take a few months to get it where I want to, but I am so happy I made this decision. And if a lot of you guys are probably in the same boat, you're thinking, man, it's just time to shave it. And a lot of you guys look good bald. You can live with it. I couldn't. I looked terrible. And so I just decided, hey, I'm going to give this a try. And after talking to Dr. Linville, he is such an artist when it comes to this. He figures out the best way to make your hair look as good as it can. And how about this? Just because the Blitzers, because he likes the Blitzers, he's a Blitzer, free consultations for the month of August. So if you've been thinking about it and you're just too nervous or you just, you know, you don't want to, you're embarrassed by it, don't be. Just go to 975hair.com and you're going to get a free consultation. And that can be in person, that can be virtual. And find out what he can do for you. Because believe me, he can do a lot. And he did a lot for me. And he'll be at the listener party Thursday. So if you want, I'll even introduce you if you have a question about it. And I had a friend the other night. He's 30 years old and he's already thinning. And I'm telling him, do it now, man. Because you wait till you're my age and you may not have enough left to work with. He can work with just about anything. 975hair.com. It's one of the best things that I've done. Go visit Dr. Linville and his wonderful staff over there, 975hair.com. And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, your number. Happy Monday. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you had an awesome weekend. We'll have a fun week ahead. Get, more preseason football to get into, along with Astros back in action. So they are not back in action today, however, as there has been a postponement because of the weather in Chicago. And somebody was asking for what's the Cheers link? It's takecheers.com/975. All right, let's go to our man, Lance Zierlein, co-host The Bench in the Morning. You can follow Lance on Twitter at Lance Zierlein. Lance, what's going on, man?
Not much. I'm just hoping people don't rag on my cell phone this time. They always act like my cell phone reception is so bad.
Cell phone and brisket, apparently, are the two things that you're going to catch crap for some reason.
Well, go ahead and turn my steak on, okay? just go to the Instagram and take a look at the steak, and then I guess I'll shut everything up.
So we were just talking about the fact that, and John had tweeted out that the Texans had tried to trade Clowney. What have you heard in that situation, and what's your take on that?
Well, so I know they tried during the they tried during the draft. They were calling teams about Clowney, checking on if they were interested in his availability. I think that's going to continue to be the case. If they're not going to pay him, but they can let him walk, and when they do, they'll get a third round pick. But if you're the Texans, you certainly want to shoot for higher than a third round pick. So right now, I think it's a matter of what you think his level of commitment is going to be to your team for this year. If you think he's all in, then maybe maybe he eventually signs and he comes in and plays, and you end up having a good season from Clowney, and then you let him walk and you get your third rounder. But I think the Texans would rather see if they can get a first rounder for him via trade, especially if they're happy enough with Brennan Scarlett. It may not even matter how happy they are with their pass rusher. So I think you're going to continue to see them push Clowney around in terms of a potential as a potential trade piece, and we'll see if teams bite. They usually won't bite until a little bit later once they determine whether an injury has opened the door or whether or not they can, you know, if they check and see how players are playing at any particular juncture during the preseason. Because, you know, you go into a preseason hoping that certain players are going to get better and or that they'll be healthy. And if that doesn't end up being the case, well, that's when you start looking at potential trades. So I think you'll keep hearing some rumors about Clowney being traded. And what that might do is also be leverage for him to get in camp at some point.
When you talk about the value of a guy like Clowney at this point, knowing he's on a franchise deal now, what's an equal return that they could expect? Not necessarily in draft compensation, but what's an equal return if they were to get a player? What kind of a player do you think is a fair swap for Jadeveon?
Oh, a good starter. A good starter, and I know people will ask about Trent Williams specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think that's a fair one, to be honest with you. I think talent for talent it is, but Trent Williams is on the back end of his career, and I don't know that you could make that same argument with Jadeveon Clowney. So I think you could go player for player there if you wanted to, but if I'm the Texans, you know, I'm going to want something thrown in my direction too, because most teams know they have to give the other guy money. They both know they're going to have to give money to the guy that they're trading for. So you can get that done. But if you're the Texans, you might want to fight for a third-round pick your way as well, because Clowney's a guy who figures to have a shelf life that should last, I would think, at least another 5 years, where Trent Williams, you might be thinking 3 years on that one. So I'd try to go after a third-rounder coming back, and you may not get that, but that's what I would go for.
One of the other guys' names who's been thrown out there is Jimmy Smith Jr. from Baltimore, who's a guy who just can't seem to stay on the field, but he's also an unrestricted free agent. Obviously, he'd help them in the right now, but he's also 31 years old, and you know what are you going to pay a 31-year-old cornerback? So is that's also a no-go in your mind?
Well, I mean, you could make that happen, but then you're asking for, you know, you're asking for maybe a second-round pick in exchange for that too. I mean, he's on the wrong side of 30. He is not the healthiest guy. That doesn't make a lot of sense to go player for player. If you did something like that, once again, I think you got to be asking for a high pick in return.
So we can agree in the rumor about the Dolphins aren't looking to trade a high draft pick for Jadeveon Clowney because they're in full rebuild mode, right? It wouldn't make any sense for them to trade off what is going to be a cheap, controllable asset for a long time for a guy that they're going to have to pay a ton of money to right now. So do the Dolphins have any players that you even want in a trade? To me, the Dolphins don't look like a reasonable trade partner.
No. Well, and you're saying that because we all know that the idea that people have for the Dolphins is that they want a quarterback and that, you know, they could – target that this year or next year. So you don't expect them to want to give up a first rounder this year or next year. I think that's the real concern, is you want to get a first rounder for Clowney. I mean, we already saw Frank Clark bring a first and second. You don't want to have to settle for a second. But here's the thing. This is, I think, a legitimate concern. Bill O'Brien showed a little bit of a lack of understanding, I think, about value in that trade for Duke Johnson. And I do like Duke Johnson. I think Duke Johnson's a really good fit for what the Texans need. I don't have a problem with that, but you don't want to just give away tactics beyond the value of the player you're trading for. And I think when you're dealing with a third down type of running back, who's the third player on the roster, I mean, third running back on the roster, the Browns really didn't have a lot of. They really didn't have any kind of leverage at all.
Right. He wasn't going to play.
He's under contract, and they've got to kind of move that contract. So I would have come in offering a fifth and then maybe considered moving it to a fourth, but no way a third. That's just not considered equal value. And there were some teams around the league that I asked them what they thought about it, and they thought the same thing. They also thought that this is a classic sign that Bill O'Brien is getting what he wants to have control over, you know, over the entire roster. And they seem to think that if the Texans have any success this year, that Bill O'Brien might push to really be the general manager, meaning bring somebody in with a little less authority, which I would imagine would not be Nick Caserio, because I think he's going to want to eventually be a real GM. And if that's the case, then you've got the coach shopping for the groceries. I mean, now you're looking at a Bill Parcells situation, and I'm not sure that's really ever a good situation in the NFL. It's just not something that I think makes a lot of sense.
Lance Erline is our guest. I heard you talking about this morning, though, and going through the third-round draft picks in Texans history.
Oh, my God.
If they're going to continue to draft like that,
then you might as well just throw it away.
Right? Just burn it.
Yeah.
Texans fifth-round picks are more valuable than third-round picks.
You know what's funny is I had somebody tell me that, and here's what my thought is. You want to keep being a mediocre organization? Keep thinking like that. Like you can just throw third-round picks around like they don't matter. I mean, they absolutely matter. If you're any good at all, you can turn third-rounders into good players. And the hit rate needs to be way higher than what the Texans' hit rate has been on third-rounders during the entire existence of their organization. So you don't just, you know, you can't just throw third-round picks around. You really can't. And if anything, you actually, the good teams don't throw picks around. They accumulate picks, and they use them as capital. And that's why you see how certain teams operate. Colts are accumulators. The Ravens for years were accumulators under Ozzie Newsome, and of course the New England Patriots are noted accumulators of picks. And the teams who just throw away draft picks, they're the ones who are usually credit card spending, and if you don't hit on those picks you trade up for, you get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Do you see a world where the Cowboys give Dak Prescott $40 million?
God, no. I mean, are you kidding me? You're if the Cowboys do the Cowboys give Dak Prescott? Dak's not one of the top 10 quarterbacks in football right now. Not in my opinion. I mean, he's maybe around he's a middling quarterback, but unfortunately, those guys have a lot of value. I mean, if you have a quarterback, you got to keep him. But Dak, to me, Dak Prescott's not a guy that can elevate the talent around him. He needs Zeke. He needs a guy like Amari Cooper. They make him better. He doesn't make them better. So guys get paid $40 million, which I don't even – there is nobody.
There is nobody.
Those guys need to be making other people better. They need to be special. Who thinks Dak Prescott is special? Anybody? Is there any Cowboy fan who thinks Dak Prescott is special?
Well, apparently there's a lot more than I would have thought. And, I mean, that Cowboy fan is big time – on Dak, we got to pay him what he's worth. Just pay him.
Oh, I mean, give it to him. I'd love to see you guys pay him and Amari Cooper. Pay them all, absolutely. And then we'll see how you turn out.
Phillip Rivers and Cam Newton combined will make just over $41 million this year. So
isn't that just criminal? Of course, Phillip has never just gone and tried to get the very – this is a different generation that is just trying to get the absolute most they can, as fast as they can. The collective bargaining agreement be damned. You start holding out after 3 years and you ask for maximum guaranteed money. I mean, do something to where you're asking for that kind of number. That's just crazy. That's ludicrous to me.
So I went through the top five, and it's Russ, Ben, Rodgers, Wentz, and Matt Ryan. And I decided Dak doesn't belong in that group.
Right.
But I look at these next four names. I would be okay with Dak being in the group with Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Matt Stafford, Derek Carr. Like that.
Yeah,
that feels like the range.
They just gotten paid because it was their time to get paid.
Yeah.
None of those. You know how many of those. We've seen Matt Stafford is a chronic. He's a chronic stat patter.
Jay Cutler.
Gets you stats. Yeah, that's all. That's all that is. Name me the winners that were in that group. Not Derek Carr.
Jimmy Garoppolo's got a ring.
Not Garoppolo. He's not a winner.
He's got a ring.
Seen him do anything. That's the most speculative money that's ever been given out in history.
Now,
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Does it make a difference to you that I mean, Dak Prescott is making $680,000 this year and has been making almost no money since he's been in the league. Well, relatively almost no money. Do you say, okay, well, maybe we'll do right by you and give you this bump because you've worked on the cheap and you've done so well outperforming your contract? Well, that doesn't seem like NFL business, though.
Yeah, you give them a contract, but you don't give them a bad contract. You don't give them something that sets bad standards across the league. I mean, honestly, that's what the Jimmy Garoppolo deal did. That's what the Kirk Cousins deal did. The San Francisco, this really is not, it's not on Dak Prescott. The market for bad quarterback contracts relative to production was set for Kirk Cousins, and he was a productive quarterback, but just not with wins. And then, of course, Jimmy Garoppolo, which was the ultimate speculative money that was doled out. Once they set the new – I mean, Kirk Cousins, in some ways, the Kurt Flood of football, all of it guaranteed. All of it guaranteed, which is unheard of for a guy who played the – he played the franchise game. He said, yeah, sweet. Tag me once, I get top three money. Tag me twice, I get top three money plus a bump. And now you can't tag me, and I'm going to go out there and get 100% guaranteed contract. Kirk Cousins is going to go down as a guy who gamed the system more than anybody else in the history of football. And when you start looking at these numbers for Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Garoppolo and now what Dak is asking for, it reminds me of the time before collective bargaining agreement for NBA, where you were seeing outrageous numbers for Kevin Garnett, and then all of a sudden NBA had to come in and they're like, oh my God, we got to do something about this, and you had to have the owners, they couldn't control themselves, so they had to create a collective bargaining agreement that helped to protect themselves against themselves, and then it pissed off the group like Stephon Marbury, who just missed out on it. At some point, they're going to have to jump in and try to come up with some kind of cap like the NBA has if they're going to guarantee money. So they're going to give away, I don't know, this next collective bargaining agreement, they're going to give in to Weed. It's not going to be tested. I think they're going to give in to potentially more of the money, a greater percentage of the pie, or maybe even guaranteed money, and if they do that, they've got to get something in return. They can't just give and not get something in return. So I'm not sure what that something's going to be, especially if the players are going to start trying to hold out after 3 years. That's really not going to work for the NFL teams.
What's what would you say the Cowboys are a better team 5 years from now if they pay Dak $40 million a year or they let Dak walk away altogether?
I'd be more willing to let Dak walk based on the money I'm hearing.
That's kind of where I'm at.
It's just so tough because, I mean, you know, if you hit on a quarterback that's even remotely close in talent, then you get to reset the clock on how much money they're making. And then, you know, I think Ezekiel Elliott is the best of those quote unquote big three. And yet he's at the position where it's the least valuable position in terms of the ability to find like talent in the draft much more quickly. And same thing at wide receiver. I mean, Amari Cooper played out of his head last year. I didn't expect to see that. But realistically, it's easier to find running backs and wide receivers than it is to find quarterbacks. And so that's why you're in a conundrum. I'd much rather have a bad quarterback or a good quarterback than an average quarterback.
Than an Andy
Dalton.
Because
just like you said with Jay Cutler, average quarterbacks cost you a ton and you have to spend way too much time with them.
Yeah, one of the things that I've always been a don't draft running backs in the first round guy.
Right.
And I've kind of gotten to where now I'm draft a running back in the first round and then just run the wheels off of him for 5 years and don't sign him to a second deal. Just sign a new guy in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds rough, but that's why you can understand why Ezekiel Elliott, who led the league in rushing attempts and yards two of the 3 years he's been in the league, and in the second year, he might have led the league in rush attempts as well if he hadn't been suspended. So you can understand why he's interested in getting his money now, because it is tougher. You know, I'd almost be in favor of running backs getting to the market after 4 years instead of that fifth-year option, but they wouldn't do that. But, I mean, from a standpoint of being fair to running backs who have shorter shelf lives, you'd almost be okay with them you know, getting paid maybe a season earlier for the very thing that you're talking about, AJ, because that is what you want to do. That 5 years allows you to run the wheels off of them. If you made it 4 years, then the same team has to maybe consider a little stronger hanging on to that player. But I think what you're talking about, instead of trying to do this running back by committee stuff, I think, and you play fantasy football, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you recognize it. We're starting to see more workhorse stuff again, and it's because teams are like, with Todd Gurley, are like, yeah, okay. Well, let's run, and all of a sudden, when you can't do it anymore, we'll draft some guys who can start to supplement. We'll turn into a committee, and then within a year or two, we'll flip it and look for a new running back. And that's how teams are going to start to operate.
Lance Erline is our guest. Hey, one more before we let you go, because your friend in Indy's doing it. The Texans are doing it. Why roll over so much cap room? I mean, I know the Texans are going to have to sign Deshaun at some point, but why are they leaving this much room under the cap when they could easily have gone and traded for a couple more guys who could help them win this year?
So Indy is cash poor. Indy, just because you have that much cap space doesn't mean you have that much cash. So that's the reason that they did that. That's the reason, supposedly, that the Raiders did not hang on to Khalil Mack. As far as the Texans, it's my understanding, in talking to someone in that organization, that they were very cognizant of the money that they're going to have to spend, first of all, with Deshaun Watson. And then secondly, I think there was obviously a disagreement about whether or not they were going to, you know, sign Jadeveon Clowney to a long-term deal. And I think maybe some of that cap room was originally earmarked for potentially bringing Clowney in for a long-term deal. But I think right now their number is basically, I think they're going to look to take care of their own guys, and I think they will be players next year in the free agent market if they deal Clowney. If they deal Clowney, they're able to deal Clowney, they're not going to worry about the supplemental draft pick, and I think they'll be aggressive in the free agent market. If they don't, then that may change things because they're going to want that third-round pick.
All right, that's Lance Erline. You can hear him on the bench every morning, 7 to 9 and 9:30, and tell the people about Texas Star Grill Shop.
I talked about Texas Star Grill, so just yesterday, as a matter of fact, I turned, and this is a great example of how Texas Star Grill Shop made my family's day. So we started off with, you know, got the steaks all seasoned up. We had the New York strips, and I started to sear them. And I also used, it's a carnivore seasoning, which really does a great job. It's activated charcoal. They sell that at Texas Star Grill Shop. You can put that on brisket. You can put it on steaks. Helps you to create a really nice char or a nice crust. So, you know, seared the steaks for about 3 minutes aside, and then put it out there on the smoker at 270 degrees and let it go. And I got to the perfect internal temperature with the probe that's plugged into the grill. And every single time, a great piece of meat, you can get right to that internal temperature that you're looking for, thanks to the friends over at Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got great deals on the second version of the Traeger. They've got Green Mountain on sale. They've got just about everything, including the brand new Pits and Spits, all waiting for you with their great summer grill savings and their summer grill sale. Two locations here in the Houston area, 2045 Southwest Freeway and up off Luetta in Spring. Make sure that if you are looking for a brand new grill or you're looking for the best in amenities, including rubs and seasonings, that you go to TexasStarGrillShop.com.